Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
Lena!
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic?
Thank you, baby.
Here we go. God damn it. Here we go. In this show, this is the Bitter Dough. Hey, this is the Down and Dirty Show. And I swear I got some shit for y'all tonight. Every time we kick it, it gets better. For me, anyway. Because I'm just learning so much as I deal with you guys. You know you can find me at AskRosebud.com. You can motherfucking check me out at Mr. Rosebud at Twitter. All my books, I've been working on this. All my books are going to be available in hard copy soon. I'm going to do three of them. I don't know which three, but I'm going to do three of my damn books in hard copy. I got eight of them in ebooks, man. You guys support me, Book Baby. You know, I'll put them links up on my Facebook page, and I Twitter a link every other day. And you know, I'm getting sales, but of course, I need more. I'm just happy that more and more of you motherfuckers are realizing how powerful SWU is. You ain't signing up. But you show calling, I mean, excuse me, emailing and all kind of shit to find out about it. And I know sooner or later you're going to jump on it. I just hope you jump on it why it don't cost as much as it's going to cost when it really hit. My email is askrosebud@gmail.com. You know, hit me. You know, ask me about my book. I want to talk about it. And don't forget my name, got two D's in it for a double dose of this motherfucking game I'm going to spit. Now, the answers you want is the answers I got. So let's kick it. The only thing that you're going to have to do, you don't have to do it, but the only thing I would suggest you do is pay close attention to what we be talking about, because this shit is real. You know, of course, I talk a lot of shit, and you may get distracted, but that's on you, because that's the way I deliver it. You know, I take what I want from life, from existing or living, and if I want to, and only if I want to, I'll give somebody something, if that's the case, somebody who needs it. But I don't feel no obligation. I ain't got one. Hey, call in 657-383-0809. Press 1. Let's kick it about this game, man. You know, we're going to keep problems at a minimum. But if we have to deal with them, we're going to deal with them and keep both of our motherfucking nuts. Because I'm so sick of hearing how you guys give up shit. You know, this show is for dudes who really want to learn how to handle women. Really want to learn how to actually charge women. This show is for motherfuckers that really want to know how to do more than bust some pussy out. You know, I had to overcome hella shit in order for me to, you know, reprogram my thinking. And I had to reprogram it so I could think about the shit I'm thinking about. Got a question already. Come on, 858. What's happening? I love you, man. Whatever you say, man. What's happening, brother?
What up, Jimmy Ball?
Nothing,
baby.
Man. Come on, what's happening?
What up? Can you hear me? It's Jimmy Bones, man.
Oh, Jimmy Bones, what's up, man? You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my nigga.
What's happening, Jimmy Bones?
Shit, checking out the show. I saw the link on Facebook, so I thought I'd jump on here and peep it out.
Jimmy, man, after the show, you got my number. It's the same. Call me, man. I got hella shit to talk to you about.
For sure, for sure.
Bones, you got my number, right?
Yeah, I got it. It's in my inbox.
All right, man. Call me tonight. I got some shit to run by you, man. Damn, I'm glad to talk to you, man. Hey, you
hell
guys.
Yeah.
This is one of my partners that, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, man, we met, got to kicking it, and Jimmy Bones turned me on to a lot of goddamn shit about this computer game, man. Hey, man, hey, I'm going to do this show, but I got to talk to you tonight, all right, man?
All right, for sure. I'm still listening to the show, my nigga, sucking up game, so I'm here, man.
You know it. All right. Hey, all right. Let me tell you guys something. Let me tell you what's beautiful, you know, about what I be doing. See, like I said, I had to overcome a lot of things to focus on what I'm doing now. But believe me, I am a firm believer in change. I believe change is a good thing, especially when it's promoting or promoted by your achievements or achieving your goals. You know, that change is based on that. You have to be reaching for something. You just can't be out there. And I tell my daughter this. I don't just say this shit. You can't be out there. If you ain't got no goal, then you ain't got no direction. And if you ain't got no direction, you ain't going nowhere. Just as you are what you eat, you are who you hang out with. You are what you think. These are facts, and you can't get away from it. Don't make goals and then think of some scary shit, and you won't have no goals thinking that scary cupcake-ass shit. I am an example. What I try to be anyway is an example. Saying shit and doing shit. I got all 20 of my books completed. I got 8 of them produced and for sale. Ebooks, getting ready to put them out in hard copy. No, this is not to brag. This is to let you know I am not going to be in the same place 3 months from now that I'm in today. And I think like that. I am not going to be in the same place. I might not have more money, but I'm going to be done made hella moves. And I got so many moves stacked up that I done made soon as one of them motherfuckers hit. I'm going to have shit that I could put out for, I don't know, years to come. Why? Because I keep working. Why do I do that? Because I want something. I ain't trying to have no motherfucker give me nothing. I don't wait to be given shit like you do. Dudes of my caliber think women should worship us. I mean, all the time. And we never act thankful some fucking bitch gave us some pussy or whatever the fuck. Man, we don't be tripping like that. Because, you know, because bitches cannot give me pussy. I get pussy. Bitch ain't give me shit. I'm going to say hella shit to that motherfucker. And I'm going to make that motherfucker want to give me that pussy. And then I might take it. And what I'm saying is that's because of what I think of myself. That's because of how I present myself. That's because of every day, every time I'm seen, I'm carrying myself in a certain way. And that's the way you're supposed to think of yourself. Shit, man, if you don't think this way, do you think that goddamn bitch will think this way? See, women don't really care how smart you are. I keep saying that. They only care about how sharp you are, not dressed, wit. So if you want to have a woman attracted to you, you got to concentrate on always representing a man. You know, you don't have to agree with what I think. And if you do or not, just feel free, call in, voice your goddamn opinion. Yeah, I'm going to slap your motherfucking ass backwards and forward talking shit I talk, but you welcome to voice your opinion. 657-383-0809. My courses provide all the building information that's guaranteed to teach you how to have a firm grasp on life and how social interactions with others work. Now, you guys that listen to this show supposed to want to charge women. But the thing about charging women is you got to talk to them. And if you don't know how to talk to them, then how are you going to charge them? Right. See, that seems simple. It seems like common sense. But if you understand what I understand, you'll know common sense ain't that goddamn common. Most motherfuckers don't use it. What I'm trying to get you to understand is if you're trying to catch a hoe, or if you're trying to catch a girlfriend, you still need to understand what social interactions are about. You still need to understand what is a conversation in order to have one, in order to catch that goddamn woman. Yeah, you got a nice car, man, with them big old fucking tires, and you got to use a ladder to get up in your goddamn car. Yeah, it looks good. It's fly. But that motherfucker can't talk. That motherfucker ain't no catch no bitch for you. You know what that motherfucker gonna do? That motherfucker gonna attract some attention. And if your ass ain't up to what it takes to catch after you get that attention, they gonna know that goddamn fly ass car. And every time they see it, they're going to say, man, that motherfucker, they ain't got no conversation. He weak. That's how I go. Your car identifies you. So you just better hope that you be kicking real shit when you be talking to them bitches. Because if you don't, that's what they be saying when they see your fly-ass motherfucking car drive by. They say to themselves, I wish that motherfucking car could drive itself. Because I might talk to that car. Yeah. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that you're going to learn hella shit fucking with me. And you're going to learn information that's going to help you to develop proactive directions and goals. And you're going to also get information on how to control your sexual thoughts and outcomes. But you ain't gonna get none of this if all you doing is listening to me talk. You know, most of you, that's what you do. Most of you, that's where you coming from. Listen to a brother talk. Brother talking shit. Woo, woo, woo. Some of you need to pay attention to what I'm saying. Because I ain't just talking. Most importantly, you're going to gain the ability to produce the desired results in any endeavor that you undertake, in any environment. Because what you're going to learn fucking with me is who the fuck you are. That's what you're going to learn fucking with me. Because a number of you, probably 90% of you, don't even know who you are. Don't even know what you want. Don't even ever quiz yourself about what you want. I got over 1,500 alumni. I can't be fucking wrong. As a matter of fact, 1,500 is an old number. I probably got twice that now. I stopped counting 2 years ago. Helping you build and maintain your confidence is what AskRosebud.com, DownAndDirty101.com, and both of my goddamn shows is about. That's what it's about. gaining confidence. And I got so many emails about this goddamn shit that I felt like I should address it. So tonight, you know, I don't want to lose the respect that I have, you know, built over the years. And you motherfuckers that's been following me past 6, 7, 8, 9 years, you know, I am very verbal when it comes to sex. And that's because of who I am and who I want to be. And I am by no means saying or implying that pussy is not important for you, you know, when I say these different things. But I can't help but notice how much of what I want to talk about has been reduced to sex in your thoughts. It comes across in everything you say, so don't deny it. 267, I see you, man. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? It's Cam. How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. Just checking to make sure everything is cool with you, man. You doing all right?
I'm good, man. What's happening? What's your question?
No, I had no question. I just wanted to comment on this week's assignment, man. It's just been eye-opening for me, man. I appreciate it, man.
I'm glad you do, bro. Don't talk about our stuff on here.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead, then.
Yeah, that's one of
the... Who'd you say this was?
This is Cam. This is Cam.
Cam, okay. I thought you said Sam. Okay, Cam, what about this? Now, these some dope assignments this week, huh?
Yeah, I was actually out here today putting in some work, man, and just getting out here and trying to do a little this, that, and third and get some exposure with it. But, you know, I don't really want to talk too much about it, but I just want to say it was dope, man.
I appreciate it, man. It's cool.
All right.
Excuse me. Now, like I say, I ain't saying that pussy ain't important. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that. You know, some of you guys noticed also, and you know, and you brought it to my attention, and I appreciate you did. But what I'm saying is, I don't really go that route. You know, this show is really about manhood and how to build the confidence it takes to display your mentality about your position in life at any time and anywhere. And people are different. And what's good for me may not be your cup of tea, but I still have to continue on my path. And I'm sure you know that goes vice versa. You got to continue on yours. Now, if I didn't, you know, I wouldn't have no backbone, and I'd lose all the respect I've built over the years. So I don't want to do that. I surely don't want any of you to think I'm soft, and I'm going to reduce myself to talking about sex. But I make statements, and I hear them referred to as pimp talk, which could not be further from the truth. The thing is, and you've heard it on this show, pimps are the top of the food chain when it comes to manhood and women. But here is where the mistake is being made. When I say something that may be over your head, most of you will try to find a way to understand. And if you can't understand it, you still want to make some sense of why you can't. And in my case, you blame it on me being a pimp. Now, let me clarify something to you guys out there. It's a well secret, except for dudes like me. And that's that all fucking women, every single one of them, are a minuscule fraction away from being a hoe. And a man like me knows that, which is why we do not care one iota what you do before you meet us. That's because of the knowledge that we have. You can be a teacher, a doctor, a singer, a fucking lawyer. We could care less what you do. Because what you do, I'm changing if you fucking with me. Now, you ain't got to change if you don't want to fuck with me. And you, I might not even want you to change. But what I'm saying is whatever you do ain't got nothing to do with what the fuck me and you gonna do. Now, if you fuck with somebody like me, it's on and cracking because our tenets, we have tenets, we have things we believe in. We practice what we believe in. And I said it before and I'll say it again. Women love a motherfucker with a set of beliefs that she can't make and change. You motherfuckers, don't get me wrong, I'm talking shit, but I'm really talking about this game you guys claiming you want. You know, y'all don't consider that this motherfucking woman who has the full potential to be a hoe sees you just as real hoes see you. Them fucking bitches y'all been talking to, they all been taught by the media and suckers like y'all to flaunt their goddamn pussy as an asset. See, real hoes learn from their pimp and their on-the-job training that a hard dick don't have no conscience. That's why them fucking bitches can charge any fool who's looking for some pussy. This is especially so if all you want is pussy. So, alpha motherfuckers like myself, you know, we're fully aware of this, and we have ingrained it into our very consciousness to tap that ass. Get hell as you want before you tap that ass. So, we also know that there's no such thing as getting the pussy out getting the bitch. Because, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I have never caught a bitch that didn't come with her pussy. And I can remember a couple of times that I got that pussy and I missed that bitch. So what I'm saying is if you get that bitch first, that pussy comes with her. Everything else comes with her. So why would you be focusing on something that comes with her? This is how little you guys think. That's why they charge motherfuckers. When a person in the know, such as myself, is that the point of getting some pussy? This fucking woman has already been brain fucked to her satisfaction, which she displays to me by staying with me and waiting till I tell her I want to hit that thing. I told you, you know, I want all who fuck with me in my courses to have many women, not just one woman. I want you to see what women think. If all you think of is fucking pussy, shit, you just can't have a string of women. You have to be thinking way past the pussy to have a gang of hoes. You motherfuckers will never have more than one bitch. Because all of you are hungry for pussy. And this lady, this potential hoe, is going to make sure she keeps you on full. She's going to give you that pussy. Why? Because the bitch is going to need something. And she knows as long as you on full, you gonna do anything for her ass. She knows as long as you keep, I mean, she keeps you full of pussy, you gonna do anything she motherfucking asks. Let me tell you something else. All of you motherfuckers would be capable of being real pimps if you wanted more from a woman than her goddamn pussy. I know you want the money. I know, blah, 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 that little fucking man, you got this sick. All real motherfuckers have much more on their mind than how well they can fuck a bitch. But don't get me wrong. We do, and we can fuck. That's because we didn't deal with a bunch of bitches. And we don't let pussy handle us because we've dealt with all these women. The reason men of my background is at the top of the chain is we have controlled our thoughts about sex to come last. Because we know if we get that woman, she can't leave her pussy somewhere else she think is safe. That's real. We also know if you get her pussy too quickly, she's going to charge your ass in the long run. Man, we know that. I've stated it before, and I ain't ashamed to say it again. Since I left the game, I will hit that pussy within our first meeting, or I'm not really fucking with the bitch again. But this don't mean hitting the pussy is all that's on my mind. I told you, I ain't taking no long time to tell a bitch shit. I don't even take a long time to see if I want to fuck with her. And if I do, I sure ain't going to take no long time to tell her how she can fuck with me. And I don't know, I ain't in no rush, but shit, I ain't taking no time. When it comes to pussy, I don't want a woman playing no fucking goddamn pussy games with me. Which is what all you motherfuckers experience. The bitch call you up, hey, Jerry, I've been thinking about you. What's today? And you say, Monday. You know, I've been thinking about you, Jerry, and I want to give you some motherfucking pussy Sunday. Huh? The bitch say she want to give you some pussy Sunday. You know today is Monday, but you say, all right. You don't even realize what the bitch is doing. The bitch tells you on Monday she gonna give you some pussy Sunday, and for the rest of the week you are a sucker for that bitch. She can't blatantly ask you to go get this for me, but she can show a hint around, you know how I was going to probably try to do this earlier than Sunday, but I got so much to do. Maybe I could do. Man, please. No, bitch. I want the motherfucking pussy now. The bitch tell you Monday, she gonna give you some pussy Sunday, so you can be a sucker. Nah, bitch. Give me the pussy now, or fuck you. And my reason for saying this to you is, it seems you don't fully understand. I've adapted a mentality, not the philosophy, not living philosophically the way I've adapted the shit on my course, but the mentality of a person that you yourself deem is at the top of the food chain concerning women. I've adapted it in such a way that regular motherfuckers, like all of y'all out there, can benefit from it. And the reason I say you regular motherfuckers is because real motherfuckers go out and get this. They're not even looking for it in written form. And if they had it, they wouldn't read it. They want to feel and learn and touch and all this shit. That's what they want. Now, I'm telling you, I put my courses to essence of what makes a man of my past so irresistible to women. And I broke it down in layman terms for you to fully utilize it to your benefit. And I did this because I'm a regular Joe now. 832, I see you, man. Let me come to you, man. It took a long time. I'm sorry, brother. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
I'm good, brother.
Now, I want to know, like, besides what's being displayed on TV about pimps and hoes, I always wonder, like, what is it that the hoe expect from the pimp? Or what is it about the pimp that makes the hoe want him or choose him?
Hey, check this out, bro. This is real, what I'm going to tell you. And you're going to think whatever. But it's real. See, a hoe is a woman first. And she's a hoe second. There's only one man in the world that can see her as a woman first with the knowledge that she is a hoe. Otherwise, any other person that knows she's a hoe will see her as a hoe first and a woman second. A pimp can separate that. Otherwise, when a woman needs whatever women need, sex, understanding, this pimp is the only one that can fuck her. Because this pimp is the only motherfucker that ain't trying to chase her pussy. This pimp is the only one that made her wait until he wanted to fuck her. So she know it ain't about sex. She knows that this motherfucker controls his dick. So she can give her all to him. Otherwise, when she come home, she don't think about the money she giving him. And the pimp know that. That's why the pimp want every dime. Because he done taught her how to go get money forever without him. So why should I, since I taught you to get half while you're here, and then when you take what I taught you, you get it all. No, you using what I taught you, so I'm getting it all, but I'm responsible for what's going on with you. That bitch love hearing that because it's the truth. And she also knows a pimp is the only one brave enough to tell her ass the stomp down truth, bro. I hope I answered that for you.
Of course, you always do.
All right, brother. That was actually a good question. I appreciate that one, man. You got anything else?
Nah, that's it.
All right, I love them good questions like that. See, I ain't trying to encourage nobody to be no goddamn pimp. I just got a lot of experience with women, and I'm offering you the same chances to see this in your fucking life. All, any one of you motherfuckers, I ain't trying to make you go out and try to become a pimp. All I'm trying to do is get those of you who are inclined to do it to mature into that alpha dog that's in you so that you can achieve what you want. You ain't going to achieve it being this beta motherfucker, hidden, whatever. I ain't going into that. The confidence, my course build is real. And many of my alumni, they done been on these shows to verify what they done got from them goddamn courses. And I still have you trickling in. I do have you trickling, so I'm not mad. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying you're mad. But you trickling, I ain't saying I'm mad, I'm just using. But you trickling in, and I want you to flood the gates. The most common thing the motherfucker says is that they no longer have to speak to women in a club. What you mean you don't have to speak to them? Man, I get so much action. Women come up to me. And they don't understand until this stuff starts happening to them the importance of an aura. These motherfuckers have an aura. And I told them, man, you ain't gonna know you really have gotten this shit down until people come up to you and ask you what's wrong. I mean, something's wrong with you. You're different. You look out. I mean, you know, you nothing. I'm just, you know, thinking blah blah blah. And then somebody they want to talk to you. It's the aura. It's what you're emitting, exhuming. All of that shit is real. All of that shit catch women. 734, what's up?
What's going on, Rose?
It's Romeo.
Romeo, what's up?
Romeo. What's up, man? I just wanted to chime in on that aura, man. Like, definitely when your confidence and your aura is clicking, man, your chances of catching is way higher. I posted a lot of stuff in the group yesterday. And like I said, you know, before when I used to get at bras, I used to get turned down a lot. I used to get rejected a lot. But, man, my ratio is getting so high. Like, I'm getting to the point to where I'm constantly getting action. No matter where I go, I get action. And that's because of that aura that you're talking about. Like
let me say something to you, man. It is because of the aura. But what you're experiencing is you're actually looking for shit now. You're seeing things.
Yeah.
You know, things that was always there. So what I'm saying, your aura is not bringing those things that was always there. Your aura controls the shit once you open your mouth. And that's very significant. When your aura speaks for you is when you just ain't trying to do shit. You just came, whatever. You know a motherfucking bitch gonna fuck with you, but goddammit, you just want to get a hot dog. And they just come stand next to you, man. And you being you can't not say nothing to her. We learned all this stuff. But before, you wouldn't even see her standing next to you. And if you did, you would move.
Right. Hey, now, man, if she comes stand next to me, I got to open my mouth and say something. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but is it, let me ask you this, and don't say too much, but in one or two words, why do you think that is, that you got to say something now?
Because, I mean, shit. Because all the shit I done learned. I mean, shit,
okay,
how can I not?
Romeo, stop. Let me tell you something. Answers. You got to make them succinct. And you got to make them bowl people over. You should have said, I'm saying, why are you doing it? What are you causing the confidence I have gained in myself? Period. Mm-hmm. That bitch would start seeing everything confident in you. She would start seeing how you smile, how you move, how you walk, how you talk. I'm saying when you succinctly answer something, it not only shows how sharp you are, it shows how prepared you are. Anytime you have to think about it, women mark you down for that. I ain't marking you down. I'm just trying to show you you don't want to do it. But a woman ain't going to tell you that turned me off. She's just going to be turned off and let you turn the next bitch off. So we have to think for ourselves. That's why when we kick it into class, we get so much gain. Like you didn't got. I just seen the goddamn pictures you didn't post it on the new one you didn't knock off and y'all win. Look at this. Motherfucker, you're too cold. Hey, you too cold, Romeo, because you know there's hella motherfuckers in there ain't even been brave enough to use their arsenal. And here you are. Hey, Romeo, here you are. You didn't knock a few bitches off, but you ain't used but one arsenal, and I'm telling motherfuckers I had seven.
Right. I'm using the same arsenal over and over and over and catching like a motherfucker with that motherfucker.
Romeo, the fact is, whoever you say it to, it's their goddamn first time hearing it.
Hearing that shit, right.
No, listen. It's not the first time that they're hearing a motherfucker coming as strong. It's the first time they're actually hearing the words, because this is the first time you ever spoke to him. So it's brand new. Every time you use it, you can just tweak it here and tweak it there. For a long time, I use the same fucking off. Hey, girl, what you doing? Hey, and then when she said, what else? She said, you need to be doing what I'm doing. And then she looked and wondered what, and that means that she let me know. But I use it on every bitch. Hey, that's until I got at a bitch that I had forgot I got at. And she said, that shit old. You said that shit to me earlier. Hey, the bitch didn't talk to me every time I was getting at her. But when I said that shit again, she opened up my mouth. All that old shit ranked me.
Right.
And Romeo, hey, I was going to say something to you about your damn pictures, you know. But it's cool, man. I love to see that progress, man. But don't get hung up on that pussy, man. Just keep on being you. That pussy going to come to you.
Right. You got to go on there and check some of my shit out, man. I posted a lot of shit on there yesterday.
I'm going
to
go on there today, man. I was sick yesterday, man, so I didn't really get involved. But today I got to. But I got you, man. All right, I'm going to put you back right in. 847, what's up, brother?
Hey, my question is, what are the duties of a queen?
What are the duties of a queen? First, I know you didn't heard or read some of my goddamn shit. Because I don't let no bitch tell me she a queen without asking her what are the duties of a queen. Now, I'm not a queen, but I know a queen has to represent her court and all the people in it. The queen has to do different things that represents the throne. I'm not sure where you're in Rome or Greece or whatever, but I'm saying you, if you're a queen, there are responsibilities. Now, if let's say I'm the king, I might want you to do this or that, whatever this or that is. This is part of your responsibility. And whatever they are, you have to do them regally with your head held up with a certain amount of tact. And your ass can't be using none of that foul-ass language. Now, do you know any queens?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, bro. I knew you was going to say yeah. You know why I knew you was going to say yeah?
Because there's never a shortage of queens out there.
There is. There's a fucking... what do you call it when there's a shortage of queens? What do queens? You just said what are their responsibilities? What's their responsibilities to you?
For me, well shit, I don't exactly know. That's why I had to ask you.
Well, bro, you would have to know because you said you know a lot of queens. How could you know queens? What would make you recognize them if you don't fucking know what they do?
Because he just told me, that's why.
Okay, then let's stop right there. I will accept what you just said. So you're saying, based on what I just said, you know a lot of women that fit that description.
Yeah.
Bro, I think you're being generous, but since I don't know you, I can only accept what you're saying. I've been around. I didn't had 3,000 or 4,000 women. And I didn't been a square. And I ain't talking about pimping women. I'm talking about I didn't been a square for like 18. Well, my daughter's 22, so at least 20 years. And what I'm saying is I've never met a queen. Why? Because every motherfucker that say they're a queen look like a man, not necessarily look like a man. She got ill conversation, smoked cigars, got her goddamn pants hanging down to the ground like dudes, have no responsibility. I'm saying you may know professional women. And if you do know professional women, simply because they're professional don't mean they're queens. But What I will say is there are queens out there. Maybe you're exposed to many, many, many more than I am. Because I know I haven't met any. I ain't scared to get no bitch the props. I done gave many women props. You know, I'm not afraid of that. But soon as you ask me about a queen, you better not do nothing that you ain't supposed to be doing. Because I'm going to point it out and I'm going to show you that's why you ain't supposed to be no queen. That's why you ain't going to get me to say you no queen. Because first and foremost, you know what a queen must have?
Must have loyalty to a man.
No, no. She must have a domain.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what a domain is?
Yeah, it's more or less a residence.
No, it's not. A domain is something you rule over. A specific area, normally a country, but what I'm saying, that's your domain. That's the queen's responsibility to represent that country. So what I'm saying is, what woman do you know is doing that?
Yeah, pretty much none.
So, back to my original question, because I know if we kick it, I'll show you how you don't know any queens. I'll show you how you're letting them fucking bitches make you think they're queens without them giving you a kingdom. You should be a king. If they can easily be queens, why can't you be a king?
Yeah, and you know what else I thought of just now?
I just thought of this.
If you call her a queen, right, then she's going to feel like she's already reached the tippy top and that, you know, she don't have to, you know, keep grinding or, you know, try to accomplish what you set for her to do.
Let me ask you this, brother. Listen to me. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard anybody that was referred to as a queen by a man respond to as king?
You know, I don't recall.
No, you haven't. You know why? Because, see, when you refer to her as queen and she don't acknowledge you her king, you're her fucking subject. Come on, man. You guys don't think. What I'm saying, how are you going to let a bitch get that goddamn honor from you and she not recognizing who's giving it to her? She's lumping you in with everybody in that fucking country. Now, if I'm the king and I said, queen, my God, you look luscious today. And she would curse you and say, thank you, my king. Proper. Which one of them women you know would do that when you compliment them?
Shit. See, bro, I never complimented none, I guess.
Well, okay, good. But what I'm saying, bro, is see, people let wording take them over without understanding words. That word queen is a hot term, so that when they use it, you're going to be on the defense of not calling them a bitch. Because that's all they saying. I ain't no bitch. Think about this, what I'm saying, bro. And the next time you see it, see, don't you see what I'm saying? They are not queens. They care nothing about being queens. They just want to use that term so they can put you in a position to be their subject. And any time you accept her saying that without asking her these questions to prove or to reinforce that you should see her as a queen, she knows that you're a subject. That's why when them motherfuckers say that to me, oh, no, I'm one of these queens. Oh, yes, she's a queen. So what domain do you have? What is your realm? Who do you call sir? Because every queen does. So I'm saying they can't answer those questions. I know they can't because I asked them. I ain't scared of them goddamn broads. I don't give a fuck what you think you are, you rughead motherfucker. You don't know nothing about being a queen. You ain't going to insult me like that. Now, I'm getting up and leave with my king there. Shit, don't get me talking shit, man. I get up and turn around and walk off. Don't give a fuck with that bitch, man. Talking about a queen. That's a turnoff to me, man. Not you. Not you saying it. I'm actually glad you brought it up. But I'm saying when a woman said that to me, she didn't rile me up. I ain't trying to sit up here and talk to no fake-ass queen like all you these fake motherfucking... Hey, you know, listen to me, bro. If you ever run into that, this is what you tell her. You say, you know what, you are a queen. And I know your realm is the internet. She's the queen of the internet. Bitch, you ain't queen of nothing. I'm a king of reality. And that's because I do everything that I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, and I'm confident in the fact that the result, win or lose, is the correct result. I'm very kingly because nothing diminishes what I do. I'm not having no problems. Just like today, man. I was, you know, me and my woman had had problems, so now I've seen this broad I caught. I was going to catch it, but when I went to pick her up later, which was this morning, I met her last night. This morning, I go to pick this bitch up. And we finna, you know, I'm finna go get something to eat while I talk to this bitch. Man, this motherfucker started telling me about some problems and all this, that, and the other. And I tried to tell her, look, hey, I'm not the one to be listening to no problems. I solve shit. And I didn't really meet you so I could solve your problems. You know, and she said, ooh, you know me. You know, so we get into the restaurant. And she started telling me some more problems. Now, the lady, the waitress, I tell this broad, I say, look, I already told you, and the waitress, is she done got here now with the food. And she's still telling me about all this shit. I say, hey, put that in a to-go bag so we can go. I paid that bitch, and I told this bitch, if you want to ride home, you better come on because I'm gone. Man, she was one of them queens. She didn't say queen. But you could tell if I'd have kept pressing her, she would have said it. She's one of them bitches. I ain't fucking trying to, you know, put up with nothing. You know, if you want to keep it with me, let's talk about some positive shit, some growth that you're going through or whatever. I don't care if the conversation is about you, but I don't want to hear about problems. Because if you're a grown motherfucker and you ain't solving your problems or at least saying how you're going to solve them, you must be expecting me to. That's what I've been thinking, man. So I let a bitch know. I ain't trying to hear that shit. You know, shut the fuck up. She said, you serious? Shit. She said, well, you know, I wanted to. She said, I'm rubbing my leg, tell me what she wanted to do. I said, you ever heard of turning the motherfucker off? She said, yeah. I said, well, that's what you did. You turned me off. I'm ready to go. Dick hard as a motherfucker. I've been so fine as fuck. I'm telling you, I thought I was going to have some fun. God damn it, that motherfucking bitch said that shit. Yeah, fuck you, bitch. I ain't got no time for that fuck shit. I ain't finna listen to your goddamn crying ass about whatever the fuck you crying about. The only thing you can do for my motherfucking ass is shut the fuck up on the way home. Because I'm turned off. And believe me, when she got in the car, I turned the radio up and didn't say shit to that bitch. Get out when I got to her place. She said, I can't believe this. I said, hurry up and get out. I want to hear this shit. Because, man, she thought that I should listen to that. She thought that I should be subject to whatever the fuck she was talking about because I was going to fuck her. Man, bitch, take you and your pussy and get out of here, you motherfucker. You ain't making me listen to no bullshit for no pussy. Shit. And that's how I want you to be, bro. And believe it or not, man, that simple question you asked brought all this on.
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Hey,
good question,
man. I'm crazy like that, man. You don't know what you're going to spark me to say when you ask a black question. Go ahead.
I got something else. Rose, but what do you currently claim is your domain?
Currently?
Yeah.
as my domain, first of all, my home. Second of all, anywhere I go and stay, otherwise want to be there. My domain, meaning what the fuck I want to do right there, I'm doing it. Because I'm doing, there is no domain border for me. Because wherever I go, if it's past where the border was, the border is being extended. Well, I'm saying, as far as domain for a queen is something specific. Domain for me, since I'm not claiming to be no goddamn king, I'm claiming to be a man. My domain is anywhere the fuck I go. And the only way it could be proven otherwise is if I go wherever and then I get scared or whatever, something run me away from that motherfucker and I don't want to go there no more. And I doubt if that ever happened. I'm being me wherever I go. I'm not worried about being me. I ain't ashamed of being me. If I want to be loud because the police there, fuck the police. If I want to be loud because I'm in the restaurant, fuck the restaurant. But I'm really not like that. I try to be, what do you call it? Not cordial, but I'm going to say respectful, but that ain't really the word. Proper etiquette. I try to have the proper etiquette wherever I go. But what I'm saying is you trying to have a proper etiquette, and you sitting here telling this motherfucking bitch, you know, I don't like nobody putting their, you know, reaching over my food, putting their, you know, trying to stir, because you know how bitches going to do shit for you. And you didn't tell her, you know, and then she keep doing it. I'm about to say, bitch, did you hear me? And she going to look at all them people. I ain't going to pay no attention to them. Fuck them motherfuckers, man. I tried to tell this bitch. Shit. That's how I am, man. And I let them know. Fuck you. I don't care. You know, I ain't rude. It sounds like I am rude, but I'm not. I'm very polite. I'm pulling the chairs out. I'm doing everything. Resting their coats. I'm doing everything proper. That's why I don't take no bullshit. You feel me, bro?
Yeah, I feel you. I still got one more thing if you got time.
God damn, man. Come on, man. I got all the time you got.
Yeah, check this out, man. all them rich pimps that you knew, right? They lived in the rich suburbs, you know, where it's, you know, pretty much soft existence in them suburbs. And I want to know, what did these pimps do in order to make sure that their children weren't adversely affected by the softness of these rich places?
Let me. Short answer, they kept it real. But the long answer is this, first and foremost. Motherfuckers that had money, none of their kids, people don't believe this when I say it, none of their kids turned out to, maybe this one or that one turned out to the streets, but on the whole, the ones that have money, it's not that they spend their money and let them kids go to this school or that school, which they do, but what it is, the money only allows that dad or mom to actually do these some things that most parents, you know, lower income, can't do. But what really makes those kids not turn out is that instead of getting the soft life because they got some money to get this or that, they get that rough, real rearing. Because that pimp motherfucker know, man, you can't be no punk out there. That whole motherfucker know you can't be no punk because she don't want you to be no trick. So, of course, they're going to buy you this. They're going to buy you that. And you're going to have the best of this. All your friends going to want to come to your house. All your friends going to want to come to your house. You know, your crib got all the dark on fly shit. But in reality, your parents kept it real. If you was in the streets, that's how they keep them from, you know, being punks. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. All right, let me put you back in, man. So, my thing is that confidence, if you know how to display it, is such an attractive thing for women to see. I mean, this most of you guys don't realize when you're in a public place. People actually want to hear what you're saying, even if it's a private conversation. Now, if it's private, no. But I'm saying if you're just ordering, I like a steak, if two tables over can hear it, they're not actually listening, but it's telling them something. If they're getting the effect of you telling them something. And don't see them going to the bathroom or something. They think they know you. People are really strange, but they're predictable. This is why what the fuck I'm talking about is so dope. There's no way I can say with a straight face that you don't need skills in the bedroom. You definitely need skills. You got to know how to handle one. But what you really need more than skills is what in the fuck are you going to do or say to this woman after you fuck her? See? Where do your fucking skills take you after you done fucking? You can't just fuck forever. I know where my skills take any bitch that I fuck with. And I certainly am not depending on how well I fuck her to know where I'm going with her. And no, for your information, the bitch ain't going to do no harm. I got so much more shit I want a motherfucking bitch to do for me now. I only had one thing that I wanted them to do for me in the past, and that was sell some pussy. Right now, bitch, get my graphics. Bitch, get my books out. I mean, bitch, pay for my design. So many motherfucking things to charge her. It's just now, you know, when I'm running by them, they don't feel like they're getting charged. At least if she did know, you know, she was getting charged when I was pimping on her motherfucking ass. But now they all believe they're helping me. Well, bitch, I don't want that fucking money. I can't pay you back. Oh, no, Rose, no. I want, you can have it. No, fuck that. You want some strings?
No, no strings. I just want to help.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? I got to think about this. I play like that all the way. I call it the next thing, don't even mention it. I make her ask me again. And then I say, you know what? Maybe I could use that. So, I didn't graduate from pimping on a bitch. Not that I'm better than a pimp. It's just that now I charge bitches. It's different. A hoe pays you, and a regular one, the square, she helps you out. That's just how it is, brother. I know this stuff. Don't get it twisted about me. I am no longer a pimp and have absolutely zero desire to be one. But does that mean I'm supposed to forget how much game I am? Or how I affect women? I think not. Does this shit mean I should not share this knowledge with you motherfuckers? My desire is to become an internationally acclaimed motherfucker in my own right. And I'm going to accomplish this through my writing and my confidence courses, because I've been to Japan, Germany, I mean, Switzerland, I mean, all kinds of goddamn places already. Fuck. I'm an accomplished author. I told you I got 20 novels. I didn't wrote and finance two documentaries. 213, what's up?
Nah, this nah, Professor, this is Dave. My headphones just came loose. I thought something happened with your phone, but I'm back. You good?
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
All right.
I'm saying, like I said, I done wrote these books. I done financed documentaries. I done invented some children's games that teach them about putting numbers together and history. Man, I got hella shit to tell them. I thought, fuck her. Let's go. Turn her on more to me, but I have told this bitch about all this shit before I fucked her. What I'm saying is, I ain't gonna fuck her if she don't make me see how that seed I planted about what I was doing, she gonna try to help. And the only way she do that is ask me certain questions about it afterwards. If she do, then I know I can go on to try to hit that goddamn pussy, which I'm going to do. And what I'm saying, everything I'm talking about is going to do to her much more than any fucking dick could ever do. I'm already in a bitch head because I have the confidence it takes to get there and the knowledge that it takes to stay. Man, I'll fuck a bitch and then have her buy my next 1,000 units for whatever book. Or I'll fuck a bitch and have her get my graphics for my cover or paying for artwork. Man, goddamn it, whatever the fuck I need for my next project's completion. This motherfucker's gonna assist me in because I ain't trying to get your pussy like that, you motherfucker. Hell fucking no. I do not believe in simply going after some goddamn pussy. And if you're a queen, bitch, you ought to know how much pussy weigh. Any bitch can tell me what color pussy is. Can't tell me how much it weighs. You can't tell me what race it is. I know what color pussy is. All of it's pink. So that means, is that the race pink? Shit. I don't know how much that shit weigh. I know how much that whole bitch weigh, but the pussy by itself, how much do it weigh? I don't know, so why would I trip on pussy is what I'm saying. Pussy ain't shit. I ain't gonna say that. Much pussy as I want. Any motherfucker, 786, what's up?
What's up with it, bud?
What's happening?
Yeah, but hey, you know what I'm saying, got a question for you. How do you distinguish between, you know what I'm saying, charging the bitch and being bought by the bitch? I got an answer, but I want to run it by you and see what you're going to say about that.
No, I want you to say your answer first.
Okay, you know, I mean, I think what you get, you being bought is basically when the bitch do something instead of you instructing her to do it. You know, you might have a bitch who got a little money and she may say, oh, I was at the mall, I got you this, I got you that. You're pretty much being bought instead of, you know what I'm saying, instructing her to take care of whatever you got to take care of.
Let me tell you something, bro. Anytime you don't get all the bitch's money, you being bought. Let me tell you something, brother. That's why I don't listen to squash shit. They don't know nothing. How much money is the most money? This woman has $800 that she just made. And this other woman you met has $80,000 that she just told you about. Now, the bitch that made the $800, when she get in and see you, she reached you $800. The bitch that got $80,000, she reached you $20,000. Where the best bitch at?
The one with the $800, because she gave it all to you.
Why would you answer that fast and have that scenario that you had about which is best bitch and say all that bullshit you said as far as the answer why the best bitch is when you know fucking well the bitch that break herself is paying you the most money? She's
right.
Paying, listen, she's paying you. The bitch that gave you $20,000 is buying you because she got 60 more and she just put 20,000 down. You might even get the 80. And you know that you're going to get it the way she want to give it to you. You being bought. That bitch that had 800 bucks, she go out and steal 80,000? Believe me, she bringing that shit to you. Right that night. I didn't have 38,000 brought to me. I had just caught that bitch. I know what them bitches will do because money ain't shit to a hoe.
Yeah.
Why? Because that bitch can make money. She don't give a fuck about no goddamn money. A real hoe don't care about no money. She care about her man. That motherfucker getting it all. As long as he deserves. That bitch gonna go out tomorrow. Come in, took hella chance last night, probably 38 racks. Can't wait to go out tomorrow. She said, I might be on the hot street. you know how these bitches do, man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you gotta understand the complexities of the game. And with the game is very plain. It's either you get it all or you don't want to fuck with it. And then when you guys say, see, that's where all the bullshit comes in. Real people being fuck all that. The bitch don't want to bring me fuck it. Yeah, let her get, that's some other nigga go through what you saying and get it. Fine. I don't care if the nigga get it. I ain't being bought. I ain't got no price tag on my motherfucker over here. Some bitch that can afford me, go buy me, then I'm gonna be doing what she got a bitch for you and your money. I'd rather this bitch hold up on mine. Let me say, what? Yeah, or whatever, then I need to run some of the shit by that bitch. And you make me sit here. Well, what you trying to do? Buy me now, motherfucker. I'm paying you. Yeah, that's the only way you're gonna get paid from a goddamn bitch with 80,000. Well, whatever the fuck she give you. She say she paying you. If the bitch say that, then you got paid. But what I'm saying is, so what? She got 60 more grand. The bitch said she's going to give you 20, and you said okay, and she paid you 20, so she cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
See, you break the bitch down mentally when you make her say she paying you. And then that makes her know that money she got ain't shit. So don't try nothing with it, bitch. If you want it, keep it. If you want to fuck with me, you better break me off. I don't give a fuck how you do it. But if you're going to pay me in increments, I would be seeing you like that. If you give it all to me, bitch, I would be seeing you like that. So it's up to you how you want it. And you say that shit after you know this bitch from.
Yeah. Can you show
a bitch will give you 20,000, 30,000, and don't even like you. She'll leave tomorrow.
When you do it like that.
A bitch will give you $30,000 and say, you know what, goddamn, I shouldn't have did that. And just leave. That's how they think. Because, you know, 30,000, the motherfucking 30,000 seems like a lot, but to a whole, that ain't shit. Fuck that. That bitch no good was. She give you this 30 grand, ain't got a damn, finna go right out the door, make 200-300, and just from there, whatever. So she just, you know, chalk it up to the game. That's how you do, man. All right, man. Let me, you got anything else, bro?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So do you think the hoes in the game today is making the same, well, you know what I'm saying, actually out here getting money? With this new age shit going on right now?
No, I don't think none of them getting money with this new age bullshit. But I think the niggas still stomp down, Rolls Royces, jeweled up, 4-5 hoes, you know, flat foot. Yeah, they still doing it. But all these other motherfuckers pretending they ain't doing shit. I ain't never seen so many motherfuckers with one bitch, and that's all he ever have. And then when he don't have that bitch, he don't have no bitch. He ain't even feeling no more. Come on. This shit is so crazy.
Yeah, that's that boyfriend shit.
I'm just saying, man. You know, I don't know what you call it. That's simp shit. That ain't no boyfriend shit. That's simp shit. Suckers imitating masters pimps. Yeah. All right. Now, let me keep going, man, because I got a few more minutes left. And my whole point That's what the fuck I be talking about. Is that I just believe it's essential for somebody to be trusted enough by you guys to tell you some deep secrets about the bedroom. But that ain't me. I don't really want to expose what I know about the bedroom. And I got motherfuckers, man, that could, as far as friends. You know, but on this show, I talk to you about what you can get from a broad by showing her you're serious. You know, with serious shit on your mind that needs to be tended to. I mean, if you can't do nothing with me except, you know, cut me counterpart, you bitch. All I, you know, I want all you motherfuckers to think that way, man. And you will if you had, well, not if. I know my courses will help you motherfuckers think that shit. Now, we all should understand what I just said, but hopefully we can continue to, you know, kick it like this, because I sure, you know, want to. And you can't tell me the shit we be talking about ain't helpful. You know, I've covered a lot of shit in here tonight. That's why I'm glad Blog Talk had it forever, so you can always revisit it. But I just know women will give you the world if you know how to get them to think about it. If you know how to get at them, actually, about it. You ain't got to want what I want from a woman. But the sooner you realize your ass better wants something, the sooner you realize your deepest desires in life. Don't be mad at me. Because I can use and rely on skills none of you motherfuckers have. Don't be mad at me because I want more from a woman. That's a fucking pussy. And I sure ain't saying you shouldn't tap that ass when the time comes. Shit. Everything you think of is possible. And the only way you won't get it done is if you don't get up and do it. Your fucking confidence is waiting on you. I'm telling you. It's your move. Get your shit fixed. Get your mind well. Stop ailing in the game of dating and getting what you want from these fucking women. You all accept that if it's at all possible, any woman you fucking will charge you. All of you motherfuckers know that. It's obvious you accept she wants something else from you besides your dick, is what I'm saying. All she giving you is some pussy. And she really believes, because of it, she can ask you for whatever she needs. My question is, why the fuck can't you do the same thing? You gave her some dick. So she come, you come. Fair exchange ain't no robbery. I've always been one to believe that fair exchange is in no way robbery. If her motherfucking sex organs is worth gifts, so the fuck is mine. I'm not gonna get this motherfucker more than I give myself. I know women don't talk in straight lines. And if you allow them motherfuckers to lead the conversation, you're going to be all over the room trying to follow her. Because, you know, she going to give you some pussy. 313, what's up? One of my Detroit
niggas. What's going
on? Hold on. Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, how you doing, man? I want to tell you thanks, man, and I respect what you're doing. You remind me a lot like my father, man, but he passed 5 years ago, and y'all had similar games, so I've been misguided for about 5 years, man. But I've been listening to your YouTube stuff and everything, and I really appreciate everything that you're saying. So I was the guy that were emailing you last night telling you I had the issue with a woman and I was working on a project.
Right, and, I remember that.
Okay. So you actually replying to your email. So I appreciate that too. But a lot of people
right.
have other people doing work for them.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, man.
Okay. So the thing is, you know, I had ran into some issues, and I decided to change my life, get out the street, things with a woman.
Hey, wait. I don't want no life story, man. Give me the problem.
No, I ain't giving you no life story. I just needed
okay.
I needed her help, and she told me she would help me. But she done switched up the game on her because I got mad about some things that she wasn't doing, and she wasn't sticking to the script, kind of leaving me hanging on some stuff. So, I talked crazy to her, told her, you know, I ain't fooling with you no more, this, that, and the other. And I kind of ran her away, and I don't know what I did wrong by doing that.
You just said what you did wrong, man. Why would you go
talking
for
crazy.
The bitch? Well, man,
because
you, man, listen. This is what I'm telling you guys, man. You don't have no, man, you don't talk crazy to no bitch unless you can stand what the end result is going to be. What I'm saying is I didn't tell bitches, fuck you and damn you, bitch. You fired. But I know this motherfucker going to at least say something to give me a chance to make her come, try to come back, you know, keep me from doing it. What I'm saying is whatever the fuck you said to her, you didn't think it through. And now I just put you out. So what I'm saying is think about it. Who put you out, you or her?
Right. I put myself out, but I mended it up tonight about 9 o'clock. Well, 9 o'clock
hey,
my time.
Hey, check it out. You sucked up to the bitch. The bitch said, okay, you can come fuck her or whatever it is. But you better have a game plan. All that fucking and shit, I'm telling you, that ain't gonna have that bitch doing the same thing again. You know what's gonna happen then? I'm gonna do some fucking games again. You better hit my PayPal one of these days, my friend. But what's gonna catch that bitch is she already, you know, ready for you to come hit her again. And you need to get her really ready to go. You need to go up in that pussy. And then you need about the second or third pump. Oh, I can't do it. Get out of that goddamn pussy. Let that bitch quiz you. What's wrong? She ain't gonna say nothing at first. Cause you didn't just, she gonna wait for you to say something, but you don't say shit. Then that 5 minutes go by, and just to say, what's wrong? And you just let her know what's up about whatever you was trying to do and how fucked up that shit was, and you know, you feel like you have to suck up to her and shit. Now you don't feel right. I don't kiss no motherfucking woman ass. The fuck with it. You making me feel like that's what I did. So that bitch gonna start begging. Man, if you can't see the picture from here, you don't need no pussy, motherfucker.
I appreciate that, man.
Hey, I'm just being real. I'm telling you how to play your hand, man. You don't let motherfuckers play you. You play. Everything happens gives you opportunity to make a move. Unless you don't make a move, then that's it. And whatever happened, happened. I don't let nothing happen to me. Whatever happened to me started something that I'm going to fix. Because I'm going to handle it. All right, man.
All right, appreciate all right. that.
You know it, brother. Be cool. See, the thing is, women be wanting you to follow. And I say never follow a woman's lead or listen to her conversation till you're talking about whatever it is she's talking about. I think you should always interpret what she say to your own words. And then you say, not rebuttal, but in response, ain't this what you're thinking about? Or ain't this a little better? Because what I'm saying is I ain't going to never ask her the same shit she said. But if she was talking about taking some money and buying a car tomorrow, you know, that she really can't afford, I might want to say, shit, that sounds like a good idea for a broke motherfucker. But, you know, I might say, don't you think You want to buy a car, but what about not being broke doing it? The car should be an asset. You know, when you buy it and you broke, heaven forbid something happened to that motherfucker. Whatever I'm saying, I'm going to change it. I'll make them be say, yeah, you're right. And then I'm taking over from there. I'm going to flip that conversation. And it's very easy. So, once you flip it and she responds to your question or your statement, you just got to be quick with it and take the shit further with another statement or another question. And you go to where you want to be going instead of following this fucking bitch's conversation. The thing about this, if you respond to her lead too much and she gets on a roll, you're going to end up arguing with her. Are you going to end up bumping heads through the rest of the conversation? No matter what stage your conversation is in. Oh yeah, you guys. That's another thing about SWU. It's so dope. We learn about what a conversation is and the stages of it. But anyway, whatever stage a conversation is in, just never forget the power of humor. The power humor has over a woman who's actually thinking about giving in to you. When you really kick it, man, you better know something to say that's going to have that bitch chuckle. Not really, really, really chuckling like a comedian making a chuckle. Well, then there, you know, see some humor. Because that's lightening the mood for her. Women are, you know, they're just funny like that. Something about laughter that releases some kind of endorphins or something that make them bitches wet or more in tune with what a motherfucker, you know, has to say. But sometimes things get a little too serious too quick, so you're going to need a mood lighter. Shit. Mastering a skill like that, knowing how to lighten moods, is going to pay big dividends in your future life as a motherfucker. Not just lace you motherfuckers out there with some pure motherfucking dynamite. But I'm telling you, go to AskRosebud.com or DownAndDirty101.com and check their fucking tools out. AskRosebud got conversation tools, you know, how to come up with this and that for the woman you see walking in the crosswalk, or a woman you see him walking towards you down the street, or a woman that's in the park, or a single woman that's at the motherfucking restaurant, look like she got a little few dollars and shit. Come on, I got so much shit. So, I just want y'all to know that I ain't going no motherfucking where. My ass is going to be here spitting this shit.